This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Multiple deadlines are looming for implementation of the Affordable Care Act. Here with me is Boulder County Business Report publisher Chris Wood to talk about how businesses are preparing for these new rules as well as new taxes and fees. Chris, President Obama signed the Affordable Care Act into law more than 3 years ago, but a lot of the provisions are just beginning to take effect. What are some of the major deadlines we'll see in the months ahead?
A lot is happening with the Affordable Care Act, Erin, but the biggest looming deadline is January 1st of 2014. That's when employers with 50 or more employees must either offer health insurance or face possible tax penalties. Companies with 200 or more employees must automatically enroll new hires in the employer's group health plan. If your company has less than 50 employees, you don't have to provide coverage, but you must inform employees of coverage options. And you do have the option of purchasing coverage for your employees via a small business health options program. But that's just the most basic of deadlines facing businesses right now. A lot of other provisions are kicking in as well.
Right. Keywords being a lot.
Yes.
And I know many businesses must be scrambling to figure out what they need to do to comply. What are some of the other key provisions they need to know about?
Right. I think every business is scrambling to comply. The Affordable Care Act totals 3,000 pages. Even the condensed version is 900 pages. And I've heard that there are at least 20,000 pages of regulations implementing the law. But some of the highlights include a requirement to report employer-sponsored health contributions on W-2 forms beginning with the 2012 tax year. There are fees for self-insured plans with the first payment due July 31st of this year, and reductions in the annual limit for flexible spending accounts from $5,000 to $2,500. And for consumers, every individual, with a few exceptions, is required to maintain health insurance beginning January 1st. In Colorado, they'll have the option of doing that through a new health insurance exchange.
Right. Now, opponents have argued the Affordable Care Act will cause prices to increase, not decrease. What is the most likely outcome for businesses and consumers?
I think the answer is it depends. The wealthy will pay more in taxes to support the act. One provision puts a new 40% excise tax on what are called Cadillac health plans, including plans that cost more than $10,200 for individuals and $27,500 for families. But that provision is not indexed to inflation, so less generous plans eventually could be taxed as well. If you have a business with 50 or more employees and don't offer insurance, you could face a fine of $2,000 per full-time worker, excluding the first 30 employees. And for businesses with fewer than 25 full-time employees, you could actually receive a tax credit to provide health insurance to your workers.
Well, businesses with fewer than 50 employees would seem to make up the lion's share of businesses nationwide. So how would you sum up the decisions these companies must make?
We spoke with a health benefits attorney who summed it up this way in terms of what those businesses should consider. Should I offer no insurance and let my employees buy their own insurance? Mm-hmm. Should I contribute to coverage that an employee might buy in an exchange? Should I offer the same coverage I do now but tweak it to comply with the law? And should I buy a group health plan through the exchange or other sources? Those questions really sum up what owners of small businesses should consider.
Well, the complexity of this law is overwhelming. I imagine a lot of human resources directors are pulling their hair out right about now.
Absolutely.
Other than hair therapy, what resources exist for business owners and HR directors?
Well, that's a great question, Erin, especially for small business owners who don't even have an HR director. Many of them perform that task on their own. There are a lot of resources available, but I'll mention one website, and that's colorado.gov/health reform. That site will provide some basic information about the law and its provisions here in Colorado. Business owners also can consult with a reputable insurance brokerage. Their consultants have become very well versed in the law and what business owners need to do to comply.
All right, Chris, thank you.
Thank you.
Chris Wood is the publisher of the Boulder County Business Report.